It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A leading business group filed the first lawsuit objecting to Governor Jared Polis's recent executive order to allow for remote signature gathering for ballot initiatives. Now a different organization has filed a separate lawsuit. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
Polis's executive order puts in place a big change to how signatures are gathered for ballot initiatives. Instead of signatures being collected in person, they could also be collected by email or mail. A group trying to ban late-term abortions in Colorado, called Due Too Late, says the order was unconstitutional and discriminatory because it doesn't allow them to follow the same rules as other ballot initiative campaigns. Due Too Late failed to make the ballot. The state will still allow the group to collect signatures during what's known as a cure period. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
The Weld County Sheriff is speaking out after a federal judge ordered him to take better care of his inmates during the pandemic. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Sheriff Steve Reams was sued by a handful of civil rights lawyers in April over how he was handling COVID-19 in his Greeley jail. A federal judge agreed with the lawyers and required that Reams house medically vulnerable inmates separate from the general population. Sheriff Reams says much of the lawsuit feels like a misunderstanding.
It's also a little puzzling because, as I said, I think we were taking a very high regard for safety for the inmates and the staff when we went on complete quarantine on April 1st and locked down the entire facility. These orders are actually a lesser step than what we were already doing.
The sheriff says about 90 of 450 inmates are covered by the judge's order. And while he doesn't have enough space to put all those people in single cells, he's doing his best. Currently, three inmates in the Weld County Jail have tested positive for COVID-19. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Westbound I-70 through Glenwood Canyon will be closed intermittently today and tomorrow for construction. CDOT says crews are working to replace lighting in a highway tunnel. The road will be closed for 30 minutes at a time. Traffic stops will resume next Tuesday and continue through the end of June. In Glenwood Springs today, sunny and breezy with a red flag warning this afternoon.